Blog Talk Radio.
I know the Bible is right.
It's The Bible Has the Answers with Pastor Aaron B. Williams, coming to you live every Wednesday at 7 p.m. and Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Pastor Williams believes if you have a question, the Bible has the answers. Join us Wednesday on the show or at I Am Jesus Holy Ghost Church in Columbia, South Carolina, where service times are Tuesday night prayer at 7 p.m., Sabbath Friday service at 7 p.m., and Saturday Sabbath Day service at 12 noon. Our motto is, it pays to serve God. Hit us up at IamJesusHolyGhostChurch.org. That's Pastor Aaron B. Williams, live on Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Come on and get the Word of God at its highest level.
Well, praise the Lord. Glory to God. The Bible is right. The Bible is right. The Bible is right. And we're glad about it. And you know we are because we say it every week. Right? Right. Okay. Glory to God. Well, saints of God, we're in the book of Proverbs. We're in Proverbs and we're down to the 26th verse. But before I go there, something happened just before I came on the air. And my mind was on something entirely different, but as I was maybe 10 seconds from going on the air, the Lord brought back to my mind, strangely enough, what he had given me for the year 2020. Amen? And I don't know if I've shared this with you before. I'm not 100% certain that I did, but at any rate, I do know that God brought it back to my remembrance about 10 seconds, 20 seconds before I was to come on to this show. And so because he did, because he reminded me of it, I feel that I need to say it again, even if I had said it in another show earlier. I need to say it again because he brought it to my remembrance. And that is on the very first day of this year, that is January the 1st, 2020, the very first word that I read out of the word was Psalm 23. So you know it. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. You know that psalm. Well, I had read that psalm, I know, hundreds of times in my 45 years of being in the Lord. Amen? But that particular morning, it took on a new meaning that for 2020, glory to God, and I hope not just for me, but for all the saints, that this is the year, glory to God, that I expect wonderful, tremendous things to happen. And another reason that I expect tremendous, wonderful things to happen, because last week I had a Job experience. Everything went wrong. Everything went wrong. The computer broke down. The printer broke down. My car broke down, had to be towed. The phones, both my cell phones was down. We received hospital bills through the mail. All kinds of things happen. So when that happens, I know that something good is coming because the enemy wanted me to just camp out, throw up my hands and give up or something. I don't know what he intended, glory to God, but my Savior, glory to God, was right there to encourage my heart and one at a time to reestablish those things back the way they were supposed to be. So I believe that this is going to be a year when God is going to do something. I know it's going to be better and different than 2019. 2020 is a brand new, different year. And just think about it right off, even in the natural, this is a presidential year. When we go to the polls to elect the president of the United States, that only happens once every 4 years. right? So right there, that makes it a little bit different. And then all the other, I'm telling you, 2020 is going to be a good year for you. It's going to be different than 2019. And I believe that it's going to be a wonderful year because the Lord impressed it upon me. Because he's my shepherd, I shall not want. And so I began to confess that. I wrote that down, went and got an index card and wrote it down. And then I began to write down all the variations of the Lord is my shepherd. For instance, on another card it says, the Lord is my shepherd, he looks out for me. Then on another card it says, because the Lord is my shepherd, he fights for me, he's my advocate. And then on another card it says, and I must have now about, I'm guessing 15 or 20 cards like that, and confessing what God gave me at the beginning of the year, that, glory to God, I believe for you and for me that this is going to be a good year, a different year, where the Lord is going to show you in so many different ways that he is your shepherd, that he is going to hover over you when the flesh acts up and wants to be sick. He's not going to allow it. When the car wants to break down and cause you a fortune, he's not going to allow it. The destroyer wants to come in and do it. He's not going to allow it. Amen. He's your shepherd, and he's going to protect you. He's going to guide you. He's going to direct you. Glory to God. He's going to provide for you. He's going to be your advocate, your friend, your counselor. Anything that you need him to be, he's going to be there like a good shepherd. Amen. He's going to demonstrate to you, glory to God, that he is your shepherd. And because of that, that he takes care of you and he's looking out for you. I just believe that. And another reason I believe that is because, like I said, I wasn't thinking about that. I was thinking about the program tonight. And all of a sudden, about 10 seconds before I went on the air, that came back to my mind. So I have to believe that the Holy Spirit wanted you to hear that, that the year 2020, the Lord is going to show you that he's your shepherd, and he looks out for you, cares for you, and guides you and protects you. Amen? Glory to God. You'll see it. Watch and see. You'll see it. And the enemy wants to try to make you think that it's going to be the opposite, but where sin abounds, grace does much more abound. Amen? When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of God raises up a standard against them. Amen. Glory to God. We prevail. Glory to God. Glory to God. So I thank God for Jesus. I thank God for that. Amen. Well, we're going to get in the Word. And we're in Proverbs, the 15th chapter, the 26th verse. And it reads in the King James Version, it reads, the thoughts of the wicked are an abomination to the Lord. You know that's right. Glory to God. In the Word, where the Lord tells us that whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, we're to think on those things. And then when you look at 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter, where it describes love. And what does it say? Love thinketh no evil. Amen. And then the Bible says that God is love. So you know he doesn't think any evil. Could you imagine if God thought evil with his kind of power, just him thinking about something would destroy it? It would absolutely destroy it. That's how powerful he is. He's so powerful that if he raised his hand or did something, he sits on his throne. But at the same time, he's everywhere. Amen. Glory to God. But he sits on his throne. Glory to God, upholding life and the entire creation. Amen. And just for him to think about something would absolutely ruin that thing or would absolutely make that thing. Amen. Glory to God. But the Bible says that love thinketh no evil. And because it's said of God that he is love, amen, glory to God, he thinks no evil. Glory to God. And the other reason we know he thinks no evil, because God is not a hypocrite. He tells us not to be thinking evil on evil. Amen? Glory to God. But we are to think on the things that are edifying and that are pure and that are holy. Amen? Glory to God. And so, glory to God, the thoughts of the wicked are an abomination to the Lord. Can you imagine that? Someone who is so pure, glory to God, and then just to know what the evil, what the wicked would be thinking about is contradictory, nothing but contradictory to the way even God says, your thoughts are not my thoughts. Glory to God. Your ways are not my nuts. Woo! He is so high above us. Amen? And glory to God. The thoughts of the wicked are an abomination to the Lord because the Bible says so. Amen? Right here, we know that it's so because what God says is absolutely the truth and can be relied on and trusted. Amen? And the Bible says that just the thoughts of the wicked are an abomination to the Lord. So he knows what their thoughts are, and he knows what our thoughts are, and he knows what pleases him, and he knows what he turns away from, and that our wickedness to him. Amen? And the thoughts of the wicked are an abomination to the Lord. Glory to God. But, thank God, but the words of the pure are pleasant words. The words of the pure are pleasant words. You know, when I have a notebook, many notebooks, on the book of Proverbs that when I meditate in them, when I get something, I write it down. And one of the notes that I have about this is that one of the ways you can detect if a person is pure is the words that come out of their mouth. If they're a saint of God and they're cursing or something foul is coming out of their mouth, what that tells me is that there's a breach in the spirit. Something is wrong. Amen. They haven't been refined and purified. Amen. They haven't gone through the process that would purify them, because the Bible says out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. If you're pure, how can foul come out? If you're pure, even if you say a word askance, it wouldn't be foul. It might be, you might be thought of as a square or naive or, you know, something like that. But it wouldn't be foul. There are people that they've never been in an environment. Okay, I'll give you an example, for instance. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Being raised, my last foster home was with a Christian grandma and grandpa. And in our household for that year that I was there was a straight Christian family. No cursing, no nothing. You wouldn't even dream about using profanity. Well, straight out of high school, I went into the Navy. And when I got to the Navy and the drill instructors began to curse at us, because that's one of the things they do in basic training, they don't talk to you nicely. They're all over you. I hope you understand what boot camp is like. They break you down and build you back up. And one of the ways they do that is to speak a bunch of descriptive words to you, but every other word was profanity. And for a little while there, I was literally shocked because I had never heard this before. Not that level of profanity. I mean, I was shocked. I didn't even know people spoke like this. And they were cursing. They called us everything but a child of God. Amen? And it was really shocking. So the converse it is you're with someone, and not even when they're chiding you is their speech foul. You know, if a person is pure, if they're thinking pure, reading pure, if everything that goes in is pure, nothing impure can come out. And so consequently, you can know that you're around a person who's pure because of the words that come out of them. And the words of the pure are pleasant words. I'm up against a break. Hold on just a second. I'll come back. Hold on. I'll be right back. Well, this is Pastor Williams again. We'll keep going. Amen.
Do you need tile installed in your home or business? Then John Robinson Tile, LLC is the company for you. We have over 60 years of experience installing tile. We do bathrooms, kitchens, and so much more. Give us a call at 803-529-0092. Check out our website at www.johnrobinsontile2.com. Visit us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, too. Just search J. Rob Tile or John Robinson Tile. We're licensed and insured and Schluter certified. If you need tile installed, we are your company. We believe in laying hands on everything that we do. That's John Robinson Tile Installation Service for new and old homes. Renovation of kitchens and bathrooms, installs all types. That's John Robinson Tile, the number 2.com.
Well, beloved, we're in Proverbs 15:26. And it says in the King James Version, the thoughts of the wicked are abomination to the Lord, but the words of the pure are pleasant words. And I was starting to say, there's many things that I, on an amateur level, study. Military history, history in general, and the Bible, and human nature. And I found out in studying human nature that there's a few times when you get an insight into people that you normally don't get. You see a side of them that you normally wouldn't see. And the three times that I've identified, there could be more, but the three times that I've identified when you get a different perspective on a person is when they get angry. When they get angry, a person will say things that they normally won't say. Or when they're in trouble, they're going through something, they'll start saying things that they probably normally won't say. And the other time, I watch them as if they're drunk or something. Because when they're drunk, all their inhibitions are down, and they'll tell you things that will shock you. Amen. And so, glory to God. We see here in Job, the 27th chapter. In Job 27:2, he says, as God liveth, who hath taken away my judgment, and the Almighty, who hath vexed my soul, all the while my breath is in me, and the Spirit of God is in my nostrils, my lips shall not speak wickedness, nor my tongue utter deceit. Amen. What are we talking about here? We're talking about the words of the pure are pleasant words. And you'll find that even in trouble, here Job is in trouble. All kinds of calamities have hit him. His kids are dead. Things that you can only imagine how this man felt. Amen. The tragedy that he underwent. But I don't see profanity. I don't see desperation where he's just ready to throw his hands up and completely give up. What I see is consternation. He doesn't understand. He doesn't quite understand what he's done. He takes the position, well, I know I'm not openly sinning. And, he simply doesn't understand. He's serving God to the best of his knowledge. He's walking in all the light that he has, and he's wondering, how come all these calamities have hit me? Amen. not understanding that this was a thing between God and Satan, glory to God, and that God could depend on Job to stay faithful. And that's exactly what Job did. He stayed faithful, glory to God. And then some things had to be continued, processed out of Job. His fear, glory to God, that had to be dealt with. And God dealt with that. Now when you put silver or gold in the furnace and heat it up a couple of thousand degrees, that's very hot. That's a hot situation. But you get out pure gold and pure silver. Amen. Some things have to be refined by some pretty tough situations. Glory to God. Glory to God. My wonderful son Nicholas told me one time in our conversation, he said, "Daddy, diamonds are made as a result of tremendous heat and tremendous pressure. Tremendous heat and pressure has to go into making a diamond." Amen. But glory to God, and that's wonderful. That's some insight. Glory to God. And with men, glory to God, you'll find that people that are pure, pure comes out of their mouth. And here's Job going through all this. And he says, "Although I'm going through all of these things, I'm going to watch what I say." Amen. I'm going to keep my mouth, glory to God. If we look at Psalms 15, glory to God. Psalms 15:1 says, "Lord, who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Who shall abide in thy holy hill?" Verse 2 says, "He that walketh uprightly and worketh righteousness and speaketh the truth in his heart." Verse 3 says, "He that backbiteth not with his tongue, nor doeth evil to his neighbor, nor taketh up a reproach against his neighbor." What that means? Oh, people are reproaching people day and night. Gossip column, amen. Oh, she's so-and-so and so-and-so and so. Glory to God. The psalmist asked the question, who's going to dwell with you? And two or three times, there's references to the mouth. What's being said? Amen. Glory to God. What's being said? Our verse tonight says, the words of the pure are pleasant words. Amen. If I want to know the type of person that I'm dealing with, if the Bible says violence covereth the mouth of the wicked, and I've run into some, I'm not talking about people who are not fun to be around. I'm talking about wicked people, and that verse is true. Violence covers their mouth. You can tell when you're around a wicked person because, oh, wow, the things that come out of their mouth are just shocking. And you know this is a different kind of individual. It's so gross that you know right away this is a different kind of individual. Amen. This is somebody unusually wicked because they can't help it. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. And I mean such intimidation and fear-producing words and contention and anger and threat. And it's unbelievable. And somebody might say something extremely small, and you would think it's World War III. They come back at the person like it's World War III, like the person shot somebody in their family or something. I mean, you cannot believe the reaction from wicked people. The level and the coarseness and the wickedness of the words. You know that person is not pure in their spirit because nothing pure is coming out of them. Amen? Glory to God. And so one of the things that this verse teaches us, glory to God, is how to know the pure and how to know the wicked. Amen? Nothing really good comes out of the wicked, glory to God, but out of the pure, pure proceeds. Amen? In Proverbs 10:11, it says, "The mouth of a righteous man is a well of life, but violence covereth the mouth of the wicked." That goes back to what I was saying before. When you're around a wicked person, I'm not talking about a person who's not so likable. Maybe they're not high on the popularity scale. I'm talking about somebody wicked. When you run into a wicked person, you'll know it immediately. No one will have to come and say, that's a wicked person. What comes out of their mouth just in casual conversation will shock you. It will literally shock you. Glory to God. But the converse is true. When you're with a godly, fervent, pure saint of God, such lovely things come out. And when it's a woman, not only is it lovely and pure, but it's holiness beautiful. It's so attractive. It really is attractive because the person is just so, a honeybee, what is he drawn to? Beautiful fragrance and beautiful colors. Everything about it is beautiful, and he's attracted to it. Amen? Glory to God. But what comes out of the mouth of the wicked? Violence. Amen? And that's what Proverbs 10:11 says. The mouth of the righteous man is a well of life, but violence covereth the mouth of the wicked. Glory to God. The mouth of the righteous is a well of life. Be a well of life. Amen? In this time and in this age where people are struggling, so many people are struggling with bills and situations and circumstances and the attacks of the enemy and all kinds of problems and situations and circumstances, glory to God. Some because of bad decisions, but some because of the way they've chosen to walk. They're walking that, they've chosen to go the wrong way, and so they're paying the consequence of it. But for good or bad, there's people that a kind word from you would mean the whole world. Would mean the whole world. I gave a guy some money. He said, forget the money. He said, the words that you said to me meant more than the money. The money is okay, but the words that you said to me were so, give such hope. Amen? Glory to God. Be a tree of life. Be pure fruit. Amen? Glory to God. People, life and death, death and life are in the power of your tongue. Glory to God. Help someone along the way. We don't always have $1 million that we can give someone or solve their problems. We're not here to solve the problems of the world. Amen? Glory to God. We're here to testify to the truth, glory to God, to God's truth, and point people to the way of life. Amen? Point them to the way that they might have life and not death, glory to God. Glory to God. And all of that is wrapped up in the words that you say to people. Be a tree of life today. Amen? Be a tree of life, glory to God. Wherever you go, say something uplifting. And before you leave the house, ask the Holy Spirit to use you, to use your tongue, to cause you to be a blessing. Amen? Because people, they're not always looking for money. Glory to God. But when you say something that's edifying and uplifting them, I've had people tell me what you just said changed my whole day. Amen. I didn't know. I mean, I just said something small. Amen. I wasn't even thinking that it was going to have some profound effect. But just, something nice, a pleasantry with someone. It makes all the difference in the world to some people. Glory to God. Be a tree of life. Be a blessing today. Glory to God. Edify today. Amen. Glory to God. I have a friend of mine, Robert Lee, who sends me the word for the day. He texts it to me every day. Glory to God. Lately, he's been texting it to me just about every day. Glory to God. And I read the word for the day, and it's so uplifting. Amen. It's so uplifting. Glory to God. The words of the pure are pleasant words. Be pure. Amen. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, just like the word of God instructs us to do. Let no corrupt communication come out of your mouth. Now in the world, they're going to say all kind of corrupt things, but don't let any corrupt communication come out of your life. Edify. Amen. Be a blessing today. God bless you. See you next week. The Bible has the answers. I love you in Jesus Christ. Bye-bye now. Amen.
I know the Bible is right.
It's The Bible Has the Answers with Pastor Aaron B. Williams, coming to you live every Wednesday at 7 p.m. and Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Pastor Williams believes if you have a question, the Bible has the answers. Join us Wednesday on the show or at I Am Jesus Holy Ghost Church in Columbia, South Carolina, where service times are Tuesday night prayer at 7 p.m., Sabbath Friday service at 7 p.m., and Saturday Sabbath Day service at 12 noon. Our motto is, it pays to serve God. Hit us up at IamJesusHolyGhostChurch.org. That's Pastor Aaron B. Williams, live on Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Come on and get the Word of God at its highest level.